you heard the forecast there, you're up in the northwest, and things are going to turn a bit nasty up there tonight weather-wise, so batten down the hatches.
Well, thankfully, Pammy, I've got plenty of blubber to keep me warm, so I can take it. I'm worth a lot on the Tokyo fish market, I'm told.
Well, don't worry, we'll have the Japanese whaling ships out. No, moving on. Mark, this programme, it's great. I just love Rare Breed, and the characters that are coming out of it are tremendous, aren't they?
They are. Pammy, the whole success of this programme is all down to the farming families that we feature. These are real people, real farming lives with real stories and real issues, and they are an absolute credit to our little island. They are just wonderful people doing a wonderful job, and the viewers seem to buy into it in a big way. They are loving it.
And the fact that the first series, of course, was just in the north of Ireland, now you're all Ireland, and which causes, I would say, quite a logistical nightmare for the crew that are out filming and setting the stories up, and also fitting in around the farming community themselves, because they can't stop just because there's a film crew there. They've just got to keep going, and you've got to be a fly on the wall with them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the fact that it's all Ireland. We feature farms from the tip of Kerry in the southwest up to Larne in the northeast, and we feature just about every sector in the industry. Beef, dairy, pork and lamb, arable, fruit, you name it. We're covering it. And all of these various farming sectors run to the natural rhythms of nature, the timetables, lambing, should it be when the fruit comes in the season, and our crews have to be there to capture those moments when they happen for real. So it's a bit of a demanding shoot, I can tell you, for our brave camera women and cameramen. They're out in all weathers at all hours, but of course that's what our farming families are doing every day of the year. They are working round the clock to give us the best food that we can have.
And it's lovely to see the diverse specifications, as you mentioned, all those different crops, but the diversity of the crops that you see coming through, and has, as farmers and the agriculture industry have had to change with the times as well and take on different products or look at different ways to market their products.
That's exactly right. Our farmers have to be aware of what the market wants, and we have changing tastes. We now find we're producing such a diverse range of products. And even our traditional products like beef, we're producing different kinds of beef for different markets, different cuts. And we're exporting this food, Pamela, around the world. Our food that we produce here in Ireland, north and south, can stand alongside the very best produce in the world. And we should be proud of that. And we should celebrate those farming families who are doing that.
The fact that we have traceability, we even had traceability before traceability was a popular byword, and our restaurants now are really buying into that by stating on, you know, nearly every menu that you get these days, you see where, you know, it practically names the bullock that the bit of beef came from.
That's exactly right. Yeah, because we all remember the infamous horse meat scandal from a few years back. Well, thankfully, our farmers were ahead of the game in that. They were very much into traceability, very much into knowing exactly where their meat was going that could be traced all the way from the field to your plate. And when it comes down to provenance, is one of those words that's very much a buzzword now in the modern restaurant trade. Whereas you say, you go into a restaurant, a high-end restaurant, and they will tell you the field where this piece of lamb came from, or where that piece of fillet beef came from, or this piece of chicken. Where was it reared? Who was the farmer? What did it live on? What was it fed? They can tell you it all.
And it is fantastic that the general public, as we were saying, are really buying into the programme as well. Congratulations, 34% share of the audience.
It's rather nice, I must say. It's put a few smiles on the faces of our bosses at UTV, I can tell you, because we go out in a very competitive time slot on a Monday evening. We're up against the behemoth that is EastEnders on the BBC. I must say, I'm one of those people who rather enjoys a soap now and then.
Well, so, I'm an Emmerdale girl myself.
More weeks than we're not, so that's rather nice.
Well, having done farming Ulster myself for many years, I just love the farming community that we have here, and the fact that they are getting involved in the products and you know, embracing what is out there. And it's just fantastic to see. And what can we expect this week?
Well, tonight's episode is looking back at June from last year. And we'll see, for instance, I mentioned some of the farms in the northeast of County Antrim. We have our Larne family, the Cowans. where Ricky Cowan, the farmer, is out with his young son, Matthew. We've seen quite a bit of them
Young
the
Matthew, who was
so
racing
far.
The Silver Cup last week.
That's right. Celebrating the link between rugby and farming. It's a big thing in Ireland. And look at Rory Best, the Ireland captain. He farms some of the finest Angus beef. Sean O'Brien, who sadly got injured at the weekend, he's another farming man. But the Cowans tonight, it's shearing time from June last year, and the Cowans are going to be shearing more than 700 sheep, with young Matthew lending a hand. And I can tell you, when you've got 700 sheep to shear, not easy to say, you really have your hands full.
It's fantastic that the young people are getting involved with the farm, because that's how our farms have continued to survive. It is very much family businesses handed down from generation to generation.
That's exactly right. I mean, let's face it, Pamela, farmers aren't made. They're born. It's in the blood. They're attached to the land. It's very much one generation to the next. It's about heritage. The farming industry is really rooted in the people, and we go through, we see so many of these families with their young children getting out and helping at lambing time. These little kids are just learning to walk, but they're in the lambing sheds, they're out helping on the fields, and they are learning at their mother and father's knee just how the farms are run, and that is where the future of the industry lies.
And I believe our camera crews have even got stuck in and helped with some of the lambing at some stages as well. I heard, what was it, a couple of seasons ago when the snow came down, the crew had to stay on the farms, and they ended up in the middle of the night helping out with the lambing too.
That's right. The rare breed crews are always there to lend a hand. If an extra pair of hands is needed, there have even been occasions when some of the young lambs and piglets and what have you, and calves have been named after some of the crew members as a little tribute.
And I'm sure they're chuffed. Quick question. Have you insured your dulcet tones, Mr. McFadden?
I don't think you'll find an insurance company in the world who would be willing to take on the foghorn, gritty, nasal voice that I have. Pammy, it's not worth the insurance.
Well, it's so distinctive, and we love hearing it on a Monday night at 8 o'clock. And, of course, reporting from the Northwest as well into UTV Live and UTV Live Tonight, Mark. Always a pleasure.
And likewise, Pammy, lovely to speak to you once again.
We are just assuming I know we're in June, so we're halfway through the year. What about another series? I'm presuming it's good to keep going?
Well, it's proving such a hit with the viewers that we are already filming a new series. We film throughout an entire calendar year. Each programme looks at a different month, so we are already into the second month of 2016, and the 2016 year will be on air in January of next year, so we can look forward to another Rare Breed series next year.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully I'll see you at the Balmoral Show again this year.
Looking forward to it, Pam.
Take care, Mark. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. So that's Rare Breed. It's on your TV box, 8 o'clock, UTV Tonight. And we've reached the month of June. And just for Mark, and this is not my choice, I'm holding my hands up and denying all connection with this. But have this one.